I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth. The nation's highest court has once again upheld a UT Austin policy that uses race as a factor in admissions. Student Body Vice President Bina Kim says the decision is a victory.
I'm proud to go to a university that believes so strongly in diversity and understanding that the different perspectives that students bring inside and outside of the classroom are such a huge part of our college experiences.
Race is not a factor in admissions for all UT students. Most Texans get in through the top 10% program, which guarantees admissions to top-achieving students from Texas high schools. It's for students that don't meet that threshold that race becomes one of many factors considered in what the school calls a holistic review. Bina Kim says she didn't make the top 10, so she got in through the holistic review process.
I served as senior class president. I was a varsity athlete playing basketball that took up a lot of my time. My parents, I'm a first generation Korean American, so I'm thankful that all those things were considered in my application process, although my grades didn't admit me automatically into the university.
Mubarak Chowdhury is a sophomore economics major and associate editor of the school's Daily Texan newspaper. He's happy the court upheld UT's ability to use race as a factor in admissions, but he wants the school to go further.
Admissions is one thing, making sure we have kids from different backgrounds getting into UT, but the second is also making sure that they stay at UT.
Chowdhury says the school does have some programs to support minority students, but he says the campus itself is not as integrated as it should be.
You'll have like all the black kids hang with each other, you have all the white kids hang with each other, you have the Muslim kids hang with each other. And that's just like the reality of like UT is that we may be more diverse, but we're still, like, separated.
The last time the Supreme Court heard this case, it ruled that student diversity was a worthy goal for universities. This ruling said the university's use of race in admissions decisions is constitutional. But Horace Cooper from the National Center for Public Policy Research and a UT grad argues that using race in admissions for diversity is not functionally different than the university using race to exclude black students 60 years ago.
I thought in the 21st century we have moved beyond this old non-scientific theory that somehow race was in any way relevant to either the learning experience or the matriculation experience.
Tom Lindsay from the Texas Public Policy Foundation says Texas A&M has a better approach. That school focuses on recruiting high-achieving black and Latino students in the top 10% of their class, but it does not use race in the admissions process. Black and Latino students are now about equally represented at A&M and UT Austin.
To see that those increases in diversity could be accomplished without producing the heartbreak of academic mismatch, I mean, that is a good news story that I think and hope everyone in higher ed will look to and try to emulate.
This case settles a long-fought battle over UT's policy, but it's definitely not the end of the affirmative action debate. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.